This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tim Neal. The death toll from flooding in Western Europe has climbed above 180 after rescue workers dug deeper into debris left by receding waters. Police put the toll from the hard-hit area of Western Germany's Rhineland state at more than 110 and say the number will still rise. The death toll in a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state is at 45, including four firefighters. Belgium has also confirmed 27 casualties. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to visit one area village nearby that was devastated by the flooding. There was also flooding Saturday night in the German-Czech border area across the country from where last week's floods hit, and in Germany's southeastern corner and over the border in Austria. The Biden administration has lashed out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick redemption of indirect nuclear talks. The State Department slammed it as outrageous, the comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who alleges the U.S. and Britain were holding the swap hostage to the negotiations over salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Syed Abbas Araghchi said the nuclear talks in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He said, "We're in transition as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haiti's First Lady, Martine Moise, returned to the country on Saturday following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. President Moise was shot dead when assassins armed with rifles stormed his private residence in the hills above Port-au-Prince on July 7th. Martine Moise was injured during that attack. The interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who assumed the leadership of the country, confirmed that Martine Moise had been airlifted to Florida for treatment. At Port-au-Prince Airport, she was seen wearing a brace on her arm. British Health Minister Sajid Javid on Saturday said that he had tested positive for COVID-19, but that he added his symptoms were mild and he was thankful to have had two doses of a vaccine against the disease. He has been health secretary for 3 weeks and is backed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to scrap all remaining legal coronavirus restrictions from Monday, despite a fresh surge of cases fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant. More than 100,000 people protested across France on Saturday against the government's largest measures to push people to get vaccinated and curb rising infections by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. In Paris, separate protest marches by the far right and far left wound through different parts of the city. Demonstrations were also held in Strasbourg, in the east, and in other areas as well. Demonstrations chanting in both English and Spanish gathered and outside the White House in Washington Saturday, calling on the United States to take action regarding Cuba. The demonstration was a show of solidarity following unprecedented protests in Cuba last weekend. Thousands of Cubans have taken part in protests over the past week over shortages of basic goods, curbs on civil liberties, and the government's handling of a surge in COVID-19 infections, the most significant unrest in decades in the Caribbean nation. Japan's massive security apparatus for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics is raising complaints that the nation will look more like North Korea or China than one of the world's most powerful, vibrant democracies. The worry for many Japanese isn't too much Big Brother. It's that all the increased precautions will not be nearly enough to stop the estimated 85,000 officials, athletes, and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. Today's show is a lot about South Africa for two reasons. First, it's Nelson Mandela Day today, July 18th. Mandela, as we all know, was an anti-apartheid revolutionary, a statesman, a philanthropist, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and South Africa's first black president. People all around the world are celebrating today, which is his birthday. He would have been 103 years old. And they're doing it by doing something for their community, making a difference somehow, great or small. That's because Nelson Mandela believed that to take action and inspire positive change is everyone's responsibility. So pay attention today, guys. You'll probably, hopefully, be feeling some good vibes from somewhere or someone. And it's because of Mandela. And hopefully you are doing something positive, too, right there in your own backyard. The other reason today's focus is on South Africa is because of an album. South African-American musician and producer Monge Zintaka released his all-acoustic project in January of 2021, and it features several artists from Africa and the diaspora, and it's just amazing. He calls it Ngoma Zetu, the Seven Chapters of Mystery, and it's a concept album. So Mongezi joined me virtually earlier this week to explain the concept, and we listened to samples of all of the tracks. The tracks or songs are what he called the chapters. And so you're going to hear this in two segments in the show, at 15 past the hour and then again at the back half of the show. And in between all that, don't worry, I have other music too, not just from South Africa. I've got great tunes from Ghana, Burkina Faso, Tanzania, and the Gambia. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Got to start out with this one. This 1984 classic by the British ska revival band The Specials. It was released 6 years previous to Mandela's release from Victor Verster prison, now called Drakenstein, on February 11th, 1990.
Thank you.
Africa. And that was the first tune by The Specials from 1984, Free Nelson Mandela. It's Nelson Mandela's birthday, Nelson Mandela Day, today, July 18th. And we're going to be a lot in South Africa this hour, as I said. But right now, we are turning to West Africa. Ghana, reggae for ya, Ross.
Cascades on it. Baby girl, you drive me crazy. Na obe pepe no confirm me. Uniwana bibi ayeme. Se me, come and see my African queen. She's sitter than everything. Se me, me mark you 100%, over 100%. Se me, to me say, come and see my African queen. You are my prettiest thing. The way you they do that thing, me not ask no question. The rasta person catch the one say, hey, whoa, listen. You show me some sign that day when we meet all our body. That thing stay the boss from my head. Oh my lord, oh him auntie, I wanna make you know, say could you crunchy love you. That be why every minute, every hour, I need call, call. Come and see my African queen. She's sitter than everything. Say me mark you 100%, over 100%. Say me, to me say, come and see my African queen. When I'm in Philly, or him, my Udin, that my Kumasu. Minti obi are messy masu. Jesse Mokamasu. Uwe mefa o hima o hini o kalana. Anything a de bi a me halana. She hot like fire no. Baby girl, you drive me crazy. Ke obe pepe no confirm me. Uni wana bibi a yeme. Se me, come and see my African queen. She's sitter than everything. Say me mark you 100%, over 100%. Say me, to me say, come and see my African queen.
All right, yeah. Hey, everybody, that was African Queen 100% by Ras Kuku from Ghana. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa, and now we're going to Burkina Faso. This is Alif Naba with a song called Poco, a popular track with brand new visuals. Comes from his album, So Walk.
Poco, Zinunore Poco. Adam ya when I'm caught poco. Sinu no de poco. Yeah, Adam ya when I'm caught. You
Hi, people. My name is Tendai Shawa, all the way from Malawi. And this is Music Time in Africa on Voice of America. And I'm chilling with Heather Maxwell.
All right, here's Cheche by Zuchu and featuring Diamond Platnumz in Tanzania.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. I hope you are enjoying the show so far. This is Heather Maxwell. Now it's time for the first part of that interview I told you about with our special guest of the hour, Mongezi Ntaka.
Hello, Mongezi. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining me.
Well, I'm really excited. A lot of things are going on. Musically, things have started to come up. And so I'm just excited to be on your radio show.
Thank you. What is your full name and where are you from?
I'm Monge Zintaka. That's my full name. And my home is a place called Benoni, outside of Johannesburg in South Africa. Now I live here in Washington, D.C.
At the heart of it all.
Yes.
Right in the home of VOA.
Yes, indeed.
Now, you yourself are a guitarist.
A band leader, record producer, and sort of singer. I do sing sometimes.
All right. Well, listen, so let's talk about your most recent album, which was released a few months ago, I believe.
Yes.
It's very fascinating to me because it's a real concept album, isn't it?
Yes, it is a concept album, yes.
Those used to be something everybody did in the 80s and the 90s, but these days it's more rare. So let's talk about it. It's called Ngoma Zetu.
Yes.
Did Ngoma I say that right?
That's correct. Ngoma Zetu is the name of the project, and then Seven Chapters of Mystery is the title.
Okay, so the seven chapters I get is each chapter is a song.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
The mystery part, though.
Yes, I'm glad that you have asked that. These seven chapters, they all have to do with the African way of life. And mostly I've chosen specifically from the Bantu of Africa because that's where I belong. I found that most African people do not know their own way of life because of colonialism and slavery. All those things were taken away. So if let's say you ask an average person in Africa about African philosophy, they just look at you. There's few that really know, read about these things. In the Western culture, we experience a lot of mythologies like Halloween or Friday the 13th, etc., things like that. But most African people do not realize that we have similar things, mythology. And so the mystery is that I'm trying to reveal these things to African people. That's where the seven chapters come from.
All right, let's listen a little bit to the first track. Chapter one.
Chapter one, yes.
يجينا وثرع في تفير حلفة غسمة النقضام نايفة بشفق يقعد الفلغ بدل الفلغ لحلا قسي سهل واللوي حاضر ذي دروسي نطف الكورة جثمرا.
So he is singing here about confronting oppression?
Yes, it's consciousness. Consciousness in the sense that wherever there's been like oppression, what happens is that there's so much reverse psychology that the oppressing party does. People do not know themselves. They lose their own ways.
Are you playing guitar on this one?
So I played all the guitars on all the instruments, all the guitar, the acoustic guitars, electric guitars, the mandolin, that's the Algerian traditional instrument, I played that. So all the string instruments, except for the bass, I played that.
Well, this is a beautiful song. Let's go to number two, chapter two. And this is your song. And you're talking about spirituality, as you mentioned before.
Yes, yes. For instance, most Africans in the urban areas of Africa today, they do not want to be associated with indigenous African spirituality because they don't know what it is. And this is due to what the missionaries did. When the missionaries came into Africa, they made African spirituality to be bad, to be like, I guess, the devil's worship, like some people say. And so what they did in the process, they made their religion synonymous with goodness. So meaning that you can only be good if, let's say, you are participating in the colonizer's religion. So what I wanted to do on this song was to encourage people brush off the hang-ups, the colonial and plantation hang-ups, and just to understand African spirituality. Get those hang-ups away. Let's get to understand better our people. Let's do what our ancestors have done for thousands of years. That's what the song talks about.
Everybody, if you're just tuning in, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and I am here with Mongezi Ntaka. I'm saying that right.
Yes, that's correct.
Not perfectly, though. I can tell. Yeah.
So I'm it's not saying it. Now, the way how it's pronounced, it's Mongezi. I say Ntaka.
Mongezi Ntaka.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about his album that came out. When was it released, Mongezi? Mongezi. So
the album was officially released on March 1st.
Okay. And it is called Ngoma Zetu, Seven Chapters of Mystery. So each chapter is a song, and we're just listening to little samples of each song or each chapter. Mongezi is the producer and mastermind and guitarist behind it all. Chapter 3 is featuring the wonderful South African diasporan singer, Lauren Klassen.
Yes, Miss Lauren Klassen.
I met her when I was at the festival Nuit d'Afrique in, I think.
Yes.
We had an interview. You can even watch it, I think, on my YouTube channel. So she did this number 3. She's a classic township singer, an award winner, the Juno Awards. And so what about this song? What mystery is she addressing in this one?
So like we have talked earlier on at the beginning of your show, all these chapters were assigned to different artists. And so I decided to assign the chapter on philosophy to Lorraine because she's the mother, she's a grandmother. And her mother, Tandi Klassen, was one of South Africa's well-known jazz artists. She passed like about 4 years ago. And she was like Nelson Mandela's favorite jazz singer. You know, one of the first people that when Nelson Mandela came out of jail, he had a list of names. He wanted to know, where is so-and-so? And Tandi Klassen's name came up as well. Where is Tandi? That's Lorraine's mother.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I knew her mother was famous.
Yes.
But I didn't know that. And speaking of that, you know that on Sunday, July 18th, it is Nelson Mandela Day.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this has been going on since 2010. It was declared an official international day by the United Nations in 2009 in honor of him, and it's his birthday, July 18th.
Yes, that's his birthday, yes.
Yes. So this is a great time to have you on.
Yes, that's just like perfect because like Tandi Klassen was in the 1950s in South Africa, in Sophia Town. You had like a very vibrant social scene, a lot of music, a lot of... So Tandi Klassen, Lorraine's mother, was there along with Miriam Makeba, along with, Dori Ratebe, Dorothy Masuka, all those giants of African music. Those are what we consider the architects of township music, those ladies.
So Lorraine is the bearer of the torch.
Yes, she's the bearer of the torch. Seri means sunlight. in the Sesotho language of South Africa. This song is on African philosophy. What do Africans believe about life? Not on the spiritual side, but how life should be conducted for it to be meaningful. And the thing about this song, it has four languages. She starts in Zulu, and then she transitions to Sesotho, and then she goes into Zulu, and then in somewhere along the way, we also add in a phrase of a Chewa language from Southern Africa.
But you said Zulu twice. I think you're missing one.
No, we said Zulu.
Zulu.
We said Sesotho.
Right.
Then we said Swahili.
Ah, Swahili.
Swahili, yes. And Chewa. The story of the simple song about every person born has a star in the sky. And that's why Africans always look up to the sky and look at the stars, because they see those as humans that are ready to come down and live here. There's a plan. What do they want to do with this child in the world? And being very rhythmic and very musical people, part of it is to go out and share the music, the stories, and the dance, and the culture of his people. Meaning that when you go to another place, do not try to adopt or assimilate. They already have theirs. You're there to represent your people, to show, so they know who you are through your culture, who you are. And that's what this song talks about, Lucedi.
This is Isaac Katalai. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
All right. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that first part of my interview with Mo Ngezi. There's more to come, but first, we're going to get a couple more hot pop current tunes in. This is Moonchild Sanelli's latest, Yebo Teacher.
Morning class, Yebo Teacher. Take out your books. Okay, teacher. Nyanzi homework, Yebo Teacher.
Okay, teacher.
everybody. It's Music Time in Africa. Happy Nelson Mandela Day. Woo! Now we are listening to Lève-toi by Dobenya Hore from Côte d'Ivoire. Yeah, yeah.
Même si c'est Katanga, comment relève-toi.
On n'a rien sans effort, relève-toi.
Celui qui baisse les bras n'aura jamais de joie.
Hey, everybody, that was Lève-toi by Dobenya Hore featuring Yabongo Lova. Now it is time for the second part of that interview.
So we are talking with Mongezi about his album. It's called Ngoma Zetu, Seven Chapters of Mystery. We're on number four. We've been listening to the first three chapters. Chapters are songs. Number four, tell us about which chapter of African culture this song is addressing and who it's by.
So this is one of my favorite pieces because it's an acoustic piece. It's just guitar and voice.
Dikonde mawa Chifukwa tulo silina yende buino Dikonde masala.
And it's sung by this wonderful singer who was born in Los Angeles, but his parents came from Malawi. And so he was the last born in the family, and all his siblings were born in Africa, in Malawi and Tanzania. He was the only one that was born here in the United States. And so he has been like learning his mother tongue.
Onani ndiri ndichi yembekezo
And before I continue with this chapter, it would be great also for your audience to understand what is Ngoma Zetu. The Bantu of sub-Saharan Africa, which you will find starting from southern Sudan, the Central African Republic, the Cameroon, southern Nigeria, that line all the way down to South Africa. That's where you find the Bantu people.
I was going to ask you to clarify that because a lot of people think Bantu might be one tribe, but they're connected by their language.
Yes, their language and culture. So you're talking about this like 400 million Bantu in Africa. Swahili is a Bantu language. So is Zulu. So is Shona. So is Shangaan. So is Lingala in the Congo. Those are Bantu languages. They have common words. For instance, a word for life, M-O-Y-O, Moyo. You're always going to find it all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, so Ngoma is a shared word among the Bantu, meaning music, song. And then Zetu, it means ours. Mm-hmm. And so chapter 4 is talking about living a positive life of how you judge the days. That, you know what, yesterday wasn't that great for me. Today's looking good, but I surely love tomorrow.
So did you write all these songs?
Yes.
Oh, so the singers are singing your songs?
Yes, except for two. The Berber singer wrote the lyrics, but I gave him the concept. Mm-hmm. And then there's one that Vusi Mashasela sings, the last song of the album. Mm-hmm. He contributed a lot of lyrics too.
It's music time in Africa.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell.
This is Mongez in Dhaka on Voice of America. Yes.
Oh, you got it. We are chilling on Zoom. I see him in his studio. He sees me in mine. Too bad you guys can't see us. But the music is amazing. He's got a brand new album out. Well, a couple months old now. Let's go to number 5. This is the 5th song or chapter of your 7 chapters of mystery. Blasphemy Road. Blasphemy Road. By Cuckoo and GPS Lerato. Now, I know Cuckoo because you and Cuckoo came here several years back.
Yes, I remember that. It was a lot of fun.
That was. In your concert that we did in Studio 4 at VOA headquarters is on my YouTube channel. So, guys, get on there and listen. Anyway, back to this album. So, Cuckoo is there. And who is GPS?
So GPS is this young lady from Pretoria, South Africa, who writes poetry, a lot of poetry. And so I thought, since a lot of people use GPS in their cars to get directions, and I thought that I would have her read the directions to African liberation.
Calculating for your destination. Continue on Divisional Highway for 6.2 miles. Right on the next street. Continue for 4 miles. Prepare to turn left on Sanity Lane. Continue on Sanity Lane for a quarter of a mile. Left turn coming up on Blasphemy Road. Arriving at your destination on left. 1500 Blasphemy Road.
So when you follow that song, it's taking you to a place back to your roots where you came from. You're driving on this crazy road like Insanity Boulevard where you're confused, and then you make a ride on Rational Street. You know, you're rational, you're thinking now. It's all like all that. And because the song Blasphemy Road, we go back again. This whole album, basically, like I said, that concept albums, I love concept albums. I've never done pop music. It's not part of my area. I have no interest in that whole area. It's not, mostly it's cultural. Music in my culture, in where I grew up, it's done for the purpose of like re-educating, even though you can dance to it. But on the other side, pop music is just there to entertain you, not to educate you at all. But anyway, why Blasphemy Road? I said the same route that Africans took to lose their identity, their culture, they have to take the same road.
To come back.
To come back, yes. And so colonialism, or the first wave of enslavement of Africans from the Muslims in the 13th century through the Sudan all the way to West Africa, the key was always to tell Africans that whatever they were doing before the Muslims came over there was blasphemy. So if Africans try to dance, to do something, they'll beat them up. No, that's blasphemy. That's, you're sinning against God. And that same practice was repeated by European missionaries. Same thing. That African culture became blasphemy. And this song is sung in Yoruba.
That's so not a Bantu language.
Yoruba is not a Bantu language. That's
okay, though, because we love cuckoo.
Yes.
Calculating alternative route to your destination. Continue on Insanity Boulevard for 5.4 miles. Right on Irrational Street. Continue for 3.8 miles.
All right, so that was number 5, Blasphemy Road. And let's go to number 6. You snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. That's the song. That one, I wrote it specifically for the diaspora. And I just want to make sure that there's history, there's context and what they have gone through. And quite a lot of Africans that came to the Caribbean, Latin America, and here in North America, they're also of Bantu origins. It's right there. The lyrics are right there for people to dissect. You snooze, you lose.
That is very true.
Yeah.
All so many eyes are set on the prize. Slow-moving tide for too long.
What about Mighty Joshua? What is his background?
So Mighty Joshua, he's a reggae singer. He was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. That's his home, but he lives in Richmond right now. Mm-hmm. And so he and I have been working together for the past, I'll say, like maybe 10 years, close to 10 years now. And so he was like a natural fit, like a natural for this project. His spirit, his ideas, and he teaches at a school. And so I like people that are passing on knowledge. And he talks to a lot of students, troubled youth, what he called the African oral tradition of passing on information to the youth. So that's why I thought it was a perfect fit for this project.
Mm-hmm. Get your groove on, keep on moving, we gonna make change.
And finally, we get to the conclusion of this masterpiece. Seriously, this is just amazing. But this one, it's featuring Vusi Mahasela, who is...
That great, the voice.
The voice. Don't they call him the voice?
Yes, they call him the voice in South Africa. Just there's no other voice like his. And I couldn't, there's no way I can do an album without having Vusi guest on it. He has to be there because he completes my life as an artist, his spirit, and I've traveled with him. I've toured with Vusi for the past 15 years now. And so he was like perfect. And this song is a letter of gratitude, Ubuntu, humanity. When somebody does good things for you, you got to let them know that you really appreciate it. So this is a letter to a mother who left her kids and traveled thousands and thousands of miles to come and heal somebody who was sick. That's why
so the letter is for the mother who did
this? The letter, yes, is acknowledging, thanking the mother, Mary Walita Atiti.
So what part of culture is this one representing?
It also goes back to the African spirituality of gratitude. The language is in Sesotho of South Africa, the language that Busi sings in.
Well, this has been such a pleasure to really get the inside understanding of this concept album. Thank you for doing it and for spending the time to share it with me and our listeners. But I have a few more questions for you.
Yes.
You have been doing music for decades now. I already know, but tell everybody else, who's who in your playbook? Who have you been playing with?
I've been fortunate. There's so many talented people out there, and I can work with anybody. But I'll say that I've been fortunate. Like right now, currently, I still work with Vusi Mashosela. I've worked with Lucky Dube for a long time. That's how I got started. I was 15 when I joined Lucky Dube. I've worked with Hugh Masekela for a long time, and then Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band. He's Wussy's friend. We travel with Dave.
One last kiss, one only, then I'll let you go.
And so, you know, it's just like this journey doesn't stop. It keeps on going. It just keeps on going.
Wow. And is this your first solo album?
Yes.
Well, it's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mongezi Ntaka and his great album. This is Heather Maxwell. We are almost at the end of the show. But first, we got to hear this. Gambia by Sona Jobate. And happy Nelson Mandela Day. Do something good. All right. That was Sona Jobate from the Gambia with her song Gambia. Hey, this is Heather Maxwell. It is time for one last word from Mongezi Ntaka, our guest of the hour. And he has a few words to say about Mandela Day, Nelson Mandela Day, and a final sign out. So here it is.
I'm glad that his work and his name is always remembered and acknowledged, because today people tend to pay attention when there's a holiday. That's when all of a sudden people are take notice. And in this instance, Nelson Mandela is beloved everywhere he goes. He has inspired a lot of people. In South African history, there's no greater icon or greater freedom fighter than Nelson Mandela. So I'm just so happy that there's a day dedicated to his work. He wanted that his birthday should be a day for volunteer work.
Yes.
People have to go do some volunteer work, reach out to other people. So it shows who the man was. It really reveals his passion for humanity, Ubuntu.
All right. And with that final word from our special guest of the hour, Mongezi Ntaka, it is time to say goodbye. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Happy Nelson Mandela Day. And you can reach us all the time on voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 Universal Time. And again on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Now, you can visit me anytime also on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page or group, Instagram or Twitter. We have a few more seconds, so we are going to round out the very final last moments with this song dedicated to Nelson Mandela by the great Salif Keita, entitled Mandela. Mandela.